Do you know that if you ever thought you were pregnant or you thought your girlfriend or wife was pregnant and you didn't want them to be, that you still came in agreement with the spirit of abortion? And the spirits involved in this is amazing. That I never saw this. And this is really big in our world. Do you know the same spirit behind leisure? The same spirit behind leisure and living for leisure and pleasure is the same spirit behind abortion. It's one of the spirits behind abortion. Why? The word leisure actually means having the convenience of time. Having the convenience of time. Wanting your leisure, wanting to have convenience of time. And I know the Lord's probably going to convict me of this one tonight, which is fine because I only want his will. It doesn't mean you're to be a workaholic. That's somebody trying to get their needs met and proving something. But you can also have this desire to be in control and to see some time as different than other times. I know we have a teaching somewhere back there on this in more detail. But some of the curses that go for generations, 3 to 4 generations, which means maybe your mother had an abortion and you didn't, praise God. But if you don't really see this and hate this and recognize any part of it in your heart, the door could really be open for your children or your grandchildren to really be strongly tempted here. Do you understand that? Because of God's spiritual laws. So this is, tonight we may have everybody pray these things to break this off, because you probably wouldn't know if your mother or father were part of an abortion ever. You probably wouldn't know if there was a miscarriage due to not wanting to be pregnant or the inconvenience of being pregnant. Do you get what this is about? Let me just read a little bit of this. Okay, convenience can be that which gives ease, accommodates. Convenience means freedom from difficulty. So a spirit of convenience is a spirit you take on to handle difficulty. So if that difficulty happens to be a pregnancy that wasn't at the time that you think is convenient, then it becomes a difficulty. So first of all, when you view the gift of life as a difficulty, you already set it up for the enemy to have a lot of say in you ever having children and having healthy children and in your children not being attacked by the enemy later in life. Are you getting this? It's kind of like if you open the door and you say, this is inconvenient or this is difficult, therefore I can't receive this as the gift it's supposed to be. It can put the enemy, and let me say this, it can be in your spouse and they never told you. And this isn't to point fingers, but then it can also be generational. So can you understand why everybody here needs to participate in this and open up their ears and not get a self-righteous attitude? Well, I'd never do that. I've never done that. You don't want to be looking at this with your grandchild or your child, because your self-righteousness closed the door for you getting this area completely free. Okay? And so we want to break these lines of iniquity. Okay? We want to cancel it. We want to get free from the shame. We want to get free from the shame. So the Bible says, confess your sins one to another, and God is faithful and just to forgive all sin. So if you have never confessed, if you've had an abortion, if you've never confessed that to someone, then I encourage you to pray about confessing it to someone who you feel is mature and who would be able to help minister you through that more. If you need more ministry after tonight, or who can get break that shame, you know, break that off of there, okay? Okay, because we're already, we know in Christ we're forgiven. We know the blood covers us. But here's the thing the Lord's put in my heart. In America, we live a life desiring convenience and leisure. And I did not realize how much that's part of a really strong demonic spirit. Now, the demonic spirit, and we taught this a long time ago, but I don't think we saw the teaching. In the Bible, if you look at Leviticus 18, verse 21, 1 Kings 11, 7, 2 Kings 23, 10, and Jeremiah 32, 35, okay, that's Leviticus 18, 21, 1 Kings 11, 17, 2 Kings 23, 10. How about this? I'll just make you copies of this. If you want some next week, you can pick some up, all right? Or even before the night's out. All right? It's just easier. But I'm just going to read a few things to you. In Leviticus 18 says, and you shall not give your seed, okay? I'm telling you, this talks straight out about abortion. You should not give your seed to pass them through to M-O-L-E-C-H, Moloch. Nor shall you pollute the name of your God, for I am Jehovah. 1 Kings 11, 7. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, and the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the abomination of the sons of Ammon. 2 Kings 23, 10. And he made it so that no man could any longer cause his son and his daughter to pass through the fire of Moloch. They built, this is Jeremiah 32, 35, they built the high places of Baal in the valley of the son of Hinnom to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire to Moloch, which I did not command them, nor did that thing ever come into my heart that they should do this detestable thing. And this has caused Judah to sin. Now, it's spelled M-O-L-E-C-H. Say it again. Moloch. Okay. Moloch is a deity, which means a false god, which means it's a principality. It's a very powerful spirit. This thing has been around in the Old Testament. This is a very, very strong, powerful spirit of people sacrificing their own children. And God says in Jeremiah 32, 35, because they're doing it as unto God. And God is saying, this is detestable. This is never unto me. This is not even in my heart. If you have ever voted for a candidate who is for abortion, you have come in agreement with this spirit. And it's very hard as a Christian because sometimes you're saying, well, how do you vote for anybody? There, you know, and I'm not telling you, you have to pray and ask the Lord. But personally, I always go by who has the most biblical stance, because I don't serve mammon. The spirit of mammon means I'm going to vote according to who is going to give me the most money. And that could be on the Democratic side if you're looking for some welfare and handouts, and it can be on the Republican side if you're looking for tax breaks and how to be rich in business, okay? So if you vote according to finances, you are bowing to the spirit of mammon. You can try to use biblical principles to say why you're voting the way that you are, but God knows your heart. Okay? And we bought the lies of the enemy when it comes to convenience. We bought the lies of the enemy when it comes to serving convenience and then not recognizing that's what we're serving. And then the devil beats us up with that. The devil beats us up with, how could you be so selfish? If anyone still hears the enemy telling them they're selfish, then you need to ask the Holy Spirit, why does that really trigger anger in me, or condemnation in me, or guilt in me? What does the devil still own in me? What has he lied to me about that can trigger me to feel what he wants me to feel? An overreaction to anything shows a spiritual problem in your own heart. Okay? That's okay. We want to be sensitive to that. And then we want to seek the Lord. And if I ask God, he doesn't tell me anything. Well, if you're here tonight, then maybe he's trying to tell you something. And maybe the people who aren't here tonight, who should be here tonight, he was going to try to tell them something. God has always, always given us the answers when we ask for wisdom. Always. But we sometimes are too blind, or our hearts are too hard to hear. And then the more painful it is to hear, the more you're hearing what you need to hear. Tell yourself, self, you're going to hear this. Devil, shut up. You have no authority. I am getting free in Christ. I am not who the devil says I am, and he is losing his power to be my judge and my condemner. See, it's easy to disagree. It's easy to disagree. Once you're saved and once you get the revelation, once you've seen an ultrasound, once you've had a child, once you've even allowed yourself to stop and think and reason this, it's pretty easy to repent if you've ever had an abortion or came in agreement with abortion or voted for a candidate who had a platform for abortion, right? It's easy to repent of that, right? Is it easy to repent of being in agreement with murder? Is it hard for anybody to repent of that? Okay. Now, and I'm not saying, it may be, you may need to spend time with God if it's about voting, because you'll know, well, I'm not the actual one who wrote the legislation for abortion. But then you just, that's between you and the Lord. I'm not going to get in that, but it's an area to think about. Not just about that, about homosexual marriages, but it's almost getting to where will we be even able to vote? How are we going to do this thing? We just really need to rise up together and pray that some godly people with biblical beliefs run for every office that we vote for, so we can have somebody to vote for. And then believe God to change them if they need to be more giving. Believe God to change them. Let's just get somebody in there who believes in the Bible, and then let God change any areas where maybe they don't see right. I'm not talking about straight out biblical things of thou shalt not. Thou shalt nots are very clear, isn't it? The Bible does not say that thou shalt not. Boy, I'm in a political mood. Excuse me, it's hitting me. Holy Spirit political. The Bible says thou shalt, if you want to know how to vote, look at the thou shalt now nots. And make sure none of the thou shalt nots are not on the platform of the person that you're voting for. Right? Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Oh my gosh, we're wiping them out left and right here, aren't we? You know, thou shalt, that's all you have to, what are the thou shalt nots? Write into your candidates. You do too many of these thou shalt nots. Thou, therefore, I shall not vote for you. You know, we laugh, but if every Christian who believes the Bible, and you can't be a Christian without believing the Bible, just think about it. If we absolutely rose up and said, we will not vote for anybody who does a thou shall not or endorses it. Therefore, you had better change your platform. Right? Yeah. But we have to get it out of our hearts first. We have to see and hate. Why am I saying, why? I know it's easy to blame people, but the Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, doesn't it? The Bible says we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So you cannot blame what? People. It's spiritual, right? The spiritual side. One of the reasons that certain cultures may see more murder in their culture is because certain cultures have bought the lies of the enemy and have endorsed murder for convenience, not meaning to, not understanding it, even through their endorsements politically. Do you understand what I'm saying? And we don't blame, quit being a person who follows people and be a person who follows God. Because as I was talking to this man today, you don't understand. What you do affects you and your family. What I do affects me and my family and you. If you even sit in the ungodly council of people who say that they're Christians and they're not Christians, you are receiving of that which they're releasing. Do you get that? Is everybody here spiritual enough to get this? I'm not trying, you know, I want people taken care of. I want people built up. I want no baby to die. I want husbands and wives to be what we see in marriages. I want them to be in love and have children because they love each other and then they love God and they raise them to know God. How many knows that that's what God wants? How many is that what you want? So we need to have vision to believe what we want and quit by. I got the craziest email. I get crazy emails. I got one though blaming me for promoting the giants who want to squash the people and keep people poor. And they wrote this and they weren't very literate and they were just trashing me for, I don't even know where they were coming from. And I'm thinking, what is being taught? What are people thinking? What is going on? What lies are we buying into because we're hearing the fear of man instead of reading the word of God and hearing the Lord Jesus Christ? God is a deliverer. God is, here is my medical plan. If all other plans fail, and hopefully I don't even need other plans because I know the healer personally. And he will make a way where there seems to be no way. I just guess it's a politician night as we're getting at this. I just, woo! Do you know Mitchell's medical bills were over